Every day when you go to work, you expect that if you get sick or injured on the job, you'll be looked after under the workers' compensation system. But a joint Four Corners investigation with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald has uncovered the tactics sometimes used to kick people off the scheme. Lauren Day reports.
Former prison guard Brett Fitzpatrick spent a decade working in a maximum security jail with some of the country's most dangerous criminals. But it was his battle with the workers' compensation system that left him bruised.
They've treated me like a leper. They've ostracised me, left me out in the wilderness to rot.
In 2015, he and two of his colleagues lodged a claim of bullying and harassment by their employer, Corrective Services New South Wales. A series of doctors agreed he'd suffered a work-related psychological injury. But several months later, his claim was denied.
Unbeknown to me at the time, my employer had instructed the insurer to decline the claims.
Brett Fitzpatrick only got to the bottom of what happened after the government-run iCare, which outsources correctional services workers' comp claims to QBE, hired consultants KPMG to investigate. A draft version of the review gives a rare glimpse into the tactics used to reject his claim, including corrective services directing its insurer, QBE, to use specific independent medical examiners and to ask doctors particular questions.
My employer and the insurer were just openly talking and laughing about the fact that they were going to decline these claims and how they would go about doing it. That to me indicates that this perhaps is systemic.
Also documented in the report is a purported conversation where Corrective Services says the claim should be denied, so the guard would be left short of money and forced to return to work due to financial hardship. Brett Fitzpatrick was appalled by what he read.
They're playing with people's mental health, and to them it's just a game.
That draft report was later amended and the revised version was released 3 months later. iCare's CEO is John Nagle.
The first version contained information that was basically just hearsay. So we asked KPMG to just stick to the facts that were actually available, and so they had to amend their report.
But the sequence of events has alarmed the head of the State Insurance Regulatory Authority, Carmel Donnelly.
I've ordered an investigation, a comprehensive investigation and claims audit into his claim and some others. It's a very thorough investigation.
A spokesperson for QBE says the KPMG report determined that, quote, there was no evidence of fraud or collusion between QBE and the employer, or evidence it did not adequately investigate the medical aspects of the psychological injury. Brett Fitzpatrick's workers' compensation claim was eventually approved, but he says the process has taken a toll.
I'm trying to fight against, all these multiple parties all at the same time whilst dealing with a mental incapacity. It's like being in a boxing match with one arm tied behind my back.
That's former prison guard Brett Fitzpatrick ending that report from Lauren Day.